All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and pleased to be joined this morning by Courtney Hill. Courtney is representing Child Development Services, otherwise known as CDS, here in our communities. Courtney, thanks for being here. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm excited to be on here today.
Absolutely. For folks that don't know you, what do you do in the community? How'd you grow up in Fremont County, or how'd you get here?
I did not grow up in Fremont County. My husband did. My husband, Jeremy Hill, is a principal over in Riverton. Grew up, born and raised here. I moved here with my husband in 2012 from Texas.
Okay, nice.
And we have raised our two children here. They're both in high school. And I'm now serving as the executive director at Child Development Services of Fremont County, and I'm excited to be in this new position.
I know a lot of people in Fremont County are very familiar with CDS, but if somebody's new or somebody's never heard of it, what is Child Development Services?
So Child Development Services is a preschool program, as well as we provide services for children and families birth through 5 years old who have different needs or disabilities. We also have preschool programming for those that we call typically developing or our pace setter kiddos in both Lander and in Riverton. So we have physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, preschool teachers, even family service coordinators who can help all of our families in the county find services that they need to help them and their families.
That's fantastic. Who's eligible? Is everybody in the community eligible for this service? Do you have to meet a certain requirement?
No, everybody is eligible for this service, for all of these services. We do free developmental screening starting at birth or any time a family comes into our county. And that would give us information and give families information on different needs, whether they're exceptional students and have specific disabilities that we can provide services or help for, or if they are typically developing and they're looking for preschool programming. We're excited this year to offer a full-day preschool program. It is tuition-based, and of course we have a scale for that for families, both in Riverton and in Lander for children 3 through 5 years old.
Oh, that's great. And then access to both communities, and I'm sure you see other folks from all around Fremont County that come into those communities and take advantage of your services.
Absolutely. We serve children from Dubois to Shoshone. We go out to Wind River, as well as in both Lander, Riverton.
Very good. What do you need from the community? Obviously, we are here to talk about Challenge for Charities, so the monetary donation thing is always helpful for any of these groups, and Challenge for Charities has an amazing program going on through, I believe it's July 10th is the cutoff date that they'll match and make your dollar go that much further. But is there anything else from the community you need? Are there volunteer opportunities, or how can we support you?
We are 100% funded through grants and fundraising. We have a requirement for any grant that we have to match that through our fundraising. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for volunteers, substitutes. We are trying to fully staff our programs right now. So send applicants our way, speech language pathologists, special education teachers, even our educational assistants we're working to staff right now. We like to include our families in everything that we do. So we're looking for opportunities for families that we can share that are happening in the community. Funding, donations, go on to the Challenge for Charities and choose CDS as your charity to donate to, as well as just giving us information on what you can do for our families that we can pass on.
I know you mentioned it briefly there. You rely on this funding a lot, but what do those donations mean to your group specifically? If somebody wants to jump on and make a donation, where's that money going to go?
That money goes directly to our service provider. So we're looking at salaries. We're looking at being able to have a preschool program. And then additionally, those, of course, anytime we're paying salaries, it is just benefiting our kids. We're bringing in quality preschool teachers, physical therapists, materials for them to use with the children in our community, as well as we take donations. And that's another piece. We know there's a formula shortage right now. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to gather up things like that, that we can get to our families that are in need.
Oh, that's great. That's huge that that resource is available. And, you know, it sounds really obvious when I say it, I'm sure, but kids are the future. If you want to protect our communities, this is the root, the foundation of how great our community can be, is taking care of our youngsters.
Absolutely. You know, they are our future, as we like to say. And everything that we do goes directly to serving those kiddos and their families.
A lot of parents need those extra resources and maybe reassurance for those screenings, or, you know, another hand to help out if there is a child that's lacking behind in one area. You provide the resources for that child.
Yeah, and screenings, you know, sometimes we don't realize our children are tongue-tied.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get a little bit older, you find that information out. And that's something very small, but it is something that we can help with when we're looking and screening in those free developmental screenings.
Where can we find more information if somebody's interested in your services or just supporting CDS? Is there a website or social media?
Yeah, cdsfc.org is our website. You can go on. You can actually make donations straight through our website. And then we do have a Facebook page, Child Development Services Fremont County. Go on, like our page, follow, and we can provide any other information that way.
Perfect. Anything I missed? Anything else we need to get out there before we say goodbye?
I just encourage everybody to head over to Challenge for Charities, all of the events, make donations to each of your charities, and support the communities here.
Perfect. Well, Courtney, thanks so much for all you're doing for our Fremont County kids. Encourage everybody to go make a donation if you're able to. If you're not able to, I'm sure there's other opportunities down the road or those volunteer opportunities, and just spread the word about how great CDS is in our community and what a great job they're doing for our kids. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.